Yo, it's your boy Frage, and welcome to 2022, first episode of the new year. We made it through 2021, still dealing with a lot of sickness. So first and foremost, if you're listening right now, or if you know somebody that is dealing with a sickness, you know, I pray for them, their health, well-being, they get through it. I personally have just gone through having the coronavirus. I will make a recommendation just for congestion and breathing and whatnot. Boil some orange peelings and then do a breathing session, inhaling the fumes from the boiling of the orange peelings. It will help clear out your nasal cavity as well as your sinus cavity. And boy, I tell you, like, it definitely helped me a lot when it came to that aspect of it, just being able to get all that stuff out of my system, whether it be blowing my nose or coughing it up and, you know, getting rid of it as it pertains to that. Just a recommendation as it pertains to that. Definitely, if you have the opportunity as well, get outside and get some fresh air and sunlight. Definitely mobile and active. It definitely helps the body instead of being stagnant. Of course, you know, if you've got the chills and you're feverish, you know, you gotta get that rest while you can. But when you're just going through the latter ends of it, definitely start getting mobile and moving around and stuff like that. And, you know, and you pray that you don't get the worst version of it. But I pray for your safety and well-being and just being able to get back into the workplace, because I know it's real trying. So let's get into it, man. Let's talk about it. I got time this morning. How am I at this moment? Physically, I'm getting better. Like I said, I just got finished getting over being sick, and it couldn't have came at a worse time. It was crazy, right? So Christmas, I spent my time in Houston, and because, you know, my mother wanted to go spend time with her side of the family, as well as my sister lives out there, so she wanted to get all of us together so we can do the whole family pajama photos with her kids and her grandkids and stuff like that, which is all cool. You know, I was all for it, but as time progressed and got closer to the actual trip, and then, you know, cases started rising with the sickness as it pertains to corona and just with the different variants and whatnot, I was really kind of hesitant about making this trip because I really didn't want to be sick. It's like, you know, especially being a Floridian, the city or Orlando or just the state in general will have an influx of millions of people traveling through the state, whether it be airport destinations passing through or just, you know, the final destination in terms of the holiday season. So, you know, I didn't want to be stuck in the mix of being in an airport or being on a plane stuck with people that potentially could be carrying it and getting sick. So I ended up driving. If you know me, you know I love taking trips and being all over the place. So, you know, also stopped and seen a friend of mine in Texarkana, so made the trip worthwhile. You know, made the trip there, which is about 14 hours to Texarkana, and then spent the day there, saw the Spider-Man movie, and then went down to Houston and spent the Christmas time with the family, only to get sick. So, and it's crazy because I was only with family, so it wasn't like I was doing anything extra, no wild drinks or anything in that nature. It literally was just me and my family, and ended up getting sick, and it was terrible because I had to come back. So I mean, on my way back, got a hotel to beat the chills and the fever and stuff, and then after that, just had to be on the road and drive back. Once I got home, you know, take the precautions that I have to, clean self up, finally got to work, and just having that sense of normalcy back is definitely an ease of mind. especially for folks that, you know, are contracted, so they don't have the ability to obtain PTO or PDO or sick or vacation or anything of that nature to utilize for those moments. You know, if you don't work, you don't get paid. So it's, you know, definitely a downfall as it pertains to that sort of thing. So definitely got into well and getting better, back into the gym, and honestly, just like I said, just getting back into the routine of things. This is pretty much where I am. Dating, oh my god, where do I even want to start on that? Dating sucks. You know what they say, the pool has pee in it? And I'm like, yeah, because they filled the pool with pee. It's not pool water, and then it's got a little sprinkle of pee. Now the pool is full with pee. And I mean, there could be so many different instances as to why I say that. I mean, we start with online dating. Online dating is trash. I don't care what anybody say. We can recommend it all you want to. And I mean, of course, I dabble in it because it's a facet that's available. We're in a day and age now where, you know, obviously dealing with sickness or just with just being like, just isolated. People are just burnt out of being around people and being socialized. We have come to realize that enjoying your alone time is important to your health. And so, you know, that's a facet of it. But it's a social facade, man. You know, people really aren't there to date. They have these profiles created, and I mean, a lot of cases it'll be like ads for to follow them on like other sites, OnlyFans, follow them on their social media profiles. And I mean, you throw their social media profiles out there and you try and reach out and talk to them and whatnot, they're not responding back. They're just really there to obtain followers. So it's really just a facade for them to really branch out their social footprint out in the world. Unrealistic aspirations. When you look at these profiles and these women that they say, oh, I want X, Y, and Z, and this, that, and the third. And I mean, like, there's certain things on there initially when you read it, it's like, all right, cool, that's not what I'm about. You know, swipe left, and you swipe right to certain things that, you know, you feel like in regards to where your goals, morals, and aspirations are kind of are like-minded. So you dive down the rabbit hole, you get to know the person, and try to get the understanding, and then all those aspirations and stuff that they spoke about don't even match up to what they are practicing. And it's you know, it's really quite frustrating because it's just like, you know, you go in there with the intentions of understanding that sort of thing, but it doesn't even exist there. And I mean, like, super unrealistic. And I'm just like, you don't want to call them out on it, but at the same time, it's like when you sit there and look at what they're saying, like, you can literally feel and understand that they're really not about what they're talking about. Where are the women with no kids? And it's just, look, listen, this is not a knock for the women with kids. I mean, you could be a perfect suitor for somebody, but as a single male that's 37 that doesn't have kids, it makes it very difficult to date women with children, and it's only because their obligations are different. And I've done it. I've tried to date women with kids. It's difficult because, again, they have their obligations that they need to. And even if you try to be understanding about it, it's still the waiting game in regards to availability. And, you know, as a single person, like, you don't want to really have to deal with that sort of thing in regards to availability. Like, if you want to go catch a sporting event, or you want to go grab dinner, or just maybe even a happy hour and a drink, and just be like, hey, yeah, I'm wanting to go plan on doing this later, you want to do it, you know, they really don't have, those single women don't have to worry about that sort of thing, because, you know, it's just them and themselves that they have to deal with. And not to say that there are other women that have that particular type of availability with kids, it's just that through my experiences, it is a chess battle in regards to planning the availability with someone with kids. Or they end up forgetting something that they had to take care of that had to do with their kids themselves. And again, not a knock for any woman that has kids. You could be a perfect suitor for me, but at the same time, I haven't found you yet, and through experience, it's just become quite difficult. So social anxieties have worsened. Just I've noticed that for me personally, like I'm having to be home in my bubble and reset more in regards to that sort of thing. So I don't, you know, want to be out and about all the time. Or even if I do want to be out, it's not somewhere where there's a lot of people, you know, have my, I mean, if it's like a small group of people, then that's fine. But, you know, large crowds, that sort of thing, I sort of tend to shy away from. So if, I mean, if it's like a beach trip with friends, that's cool. Springs Park, that sort of thing. House get together, barbecue, like those things are manageable for my social environment. Once it starts getting to large crowds, I'm just like, yeah, I mean, how many times out of the month do I really want to deal with that? That's where I'm at right now, where I'm really thinking about how many times during a month I really want to be out and socially in large crowds and stuff like that. No real dialogue. After you get through the quick icebreaker introductions as it pertains to women, there's no real sustenance in regards to the conversations, and it seems like that flame really sizzles out real quick. And, you know, part and take, obviously, you know, not having the ability to maybe meet, and that goes with the whole women that have kids, because their availabilities are smaller than those that don't. Or just in general, I mean, even if a single woman that doesn't have kids, you know, she may be a go-getter as it pertains to that sort of thing, and just her schedule is very booked. And, you know, so not really having that available, or even just being burnt out from going through that whole dating process, you know, the first dates, that sort of thing. It gets quite exhausting. Trying to let people understand that the person that you want doesn't exist. When I say that, I mean in regards of understanding that we're all flawed individuals, and that's what makes us perfect. It's not the having of no imperfections. It's the fact that we have our imperfections that makes us quite unique between each individual. And so understanding that, always understand that caveat that no one is perfect, but your tolerance of those imperfections that don't bother you or don't fling you the wrong way should be what those things that you should aspire for. Understanding that your partner is going to be different, is going to be growing and doing things in that nature, you know. So just understand that in that regards, that you would have to, you know, it is a gamble. It is a gamble that you have to take in regards to wanting to be able to deal with, I don't say deal with because it's a terrible phrase to use, more or less someone that you want to bond with for the rest of your life. You know, like you go and understand, and those things don't bother you because you understand that is them. But obviously, if they do have certain things that are a problem, that there's something that they're willing to learn and grow from or improve on, those are some things that you know, you take and understand and you bet wisely on. So that's the more so the dating that's been going on. Still single, so I mean, we're about to reach the point of cuffing season where a lot of people figure out if this is going to be for real or not, because Valentine's Day is next month. So we'll see next month, right, that if those are relationships or dating experiences the people are dealing with during the winter pan out, hopefully for the best. But here I am, right? Outside of that, man, I'm just really, as always, trying to grow and improve on who I am as a person, understanding where my limits are as an individual, especially when it comes to socially, understanding what my limits are as a person mentally. What are breaking points? What are some things that I need to understand that, okay, this is where I need to really improve on my mental facade? Or what's at least one thing from last year that I need to be better on? And, you know, and just put the practices in place and to improve on that. And ultimately, for 2022, my biggest goal for the year is purchasing my first home, be a first-time homeowner. Right now, putting some things in place to obtain that goal. I'm not trying to put a rush on being as soon as I can because it's unrealistic. But the end of the year is my realistic goal. Being a first-time homeowner, and that's something that I really want to aspire from being in, being at the end of the year. Outside of that, really taking a dive in cutting back on the processed carbs and just breads in general, increasing my intake of greens. And what I don't want is the diet aspect. I don't want that to be a diet. I want that to be a change in my lifestyle. I want that to be a continuous thing. Not to say that I'm going to cut them out completely. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to diminish the intake of it because, you know, as you get old, you know, your body, you know, it starts to wear down and things being able to process don't happen as normally as you would when you were younger. When it comes to digesting food or just any kind of food in general, you know, that whole process changes as you age. And, you know, these joints and ailments and stuff that I, you know, procured from when I was in the military only get worse. And as they age, unless I take care of my body and be more proactive about that sort of thing. So with that being said, that's just the recap of your boy Frage for now. Definitely glad I was able to get in and process being able to talk with you guys starting the new year, and I hope to hear from you soon. And thank you for listening. As always, it's your boy Frage, Let Me Speak, signing off.